Blog Talk Radio.
If you want to say that, I said that I shall never
be moved. Lord, by your favor have you made my mountain to stand strong. Thou, and thou means you didst hide your face, and I was troubled. I cried unto you, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. Supplications means prayer or praise. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? The pit is the grave. Shall the dust praise you? Shall it declare? Declare me to say or announce, among other words, your truth. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be you my helper. You have turned for me my mourning. Mourning means crying in sorrow into dancing. Hallelujah. You have put off my sackcloth. And sackcloth is like when you wear a lot of dark clothes because you are in mourning at the passing, perhaps, of someone that you love or that's dear to you. And girded me to clothe me with gladness. And I say to that, hallelujah. To the end that my glory, let me start at verse 12 again. To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever. We have read in its entirety Psalms chapter 30. I pray that our Heavenly Father gives you an understanding of what has been read. But, you know, I want to say many things, but right now, and this is the part of my program where I have prayer. And let us say a word of prayer and give thanks to our God for making us come this far in this life, or helping us to come this far in this life. Our Father in heaven, thank you for providing BTR, that is Blog Talk Radio, as a means for me to feed your sheep, my sheep, along with other modes of communication, such as the telephone that I'm talking to you from right now. Father, thank you for taking care of me and those who I love, whose birthday was this past week, his wife and his children, my children, grandchildren. Father, help your sheep in Flint, Michigan, to get clean drinking water as I get from my fathers and those who have intentionally as well as willfully caused the Flintonians to drink contaminated water with lead among other toxins and have caused some to die sooner than later, to have rashes. Father, I know that you will not allow such to happen in your government. And I pray that President Obama would come down for the past, when I say come down, that is to deal with that Flint water situation where everyone in Flint can have clean drinking water as those who caused them to drink contaminated water. Those investigators are moving too slow, in my view. They were quick to bring down our former mayor, Kilpatrick, but those who connived and came together to cause his demise are still walking around and not in jail. Father, you know what to do. And if President Obama cannot do it, then you do it, please. I pray that this doesn't go on not one day longer. Father, I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you for giving us sheep, sane, sound mind with excellent health. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name. Now, let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The Bible tells you to keep the Sabbath holy and to rest. Read it for yourself. You'll find it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, where you'll find the Ten Commandments. The fourth commandment tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. I see that on Sunday, the day that Constantine told people, Sunday is packed with a lot of cars at their churches. And I'm thinking that they should have their services on today rather than tomorrow. Many people are following man. And that is true to what you said when I read the book of Daniel, that men would, let me see, I forget what it's called right now while I'm talking to your sheep. But if I have a chance, I will go back during this service to tell them what it is called. And they have changed a lot. And when I say they, I'm talking about those people who are in rule. And they are the Idumeans. I think you spell that I-D-U-M-E-N. I'm not quite sure. The Edomites or the white men, they have changed a lot of your vision for us. I want the sheep to know who are listening to me for maybe the first time, the second or third time. Tell your friends and neighbors to catch my program and wake up your children, all of you who are under, I'd say, 45. You're my babies too. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you to know that Sabbath observance starts on Friday evening. It started yesterday for me. And it will end this evening, Saturday evening. I want you to have your three P's ready. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case I may say something that you will want to jot down. Welcome to Sabbath School. This is where God told me to feed his sheep in a dream, in a vision. And that's what I do to the best of my ability with the help of none other than BTR. And Hold on. I want to share this with you. You'll find it in the book of Numbers, chapter 12, semicolon 6. I want you to write that down. I tell you to have your pens and papers, pen, paper, and pencils with you so you can write this information down. In the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 6, it says, I make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. And that's what my father did years ago to me. And that's why I do what I do today, so that I can be obedient to him. As a matter of fact, I was looking this morning. I want you to turn to Hosea. That's called Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And that, let me turn there. That tells you that his people die because of the lack of knowledge. And he tells you the reason why. Oh, Father, help me find that quickly. It's right after. Hosea is right after the book of Daniel. And I am trying to find it. Almost find it and get lost. Did you write it down? Hosea chapter 6. Oh, Jesus. I cannot find Daniel. I've torn my Bible up so badly. Well, nonetheless, it says, paraphrasing, it says that my people die for the lack of knowledge. And it tells you why. Because you were disobedient. And I no longer want to be disobedient to my Father in heaven. I also want you to know that by me reading this Bible, we're doing precept upon precept. You'll find that in Isaiah, spelled I-S-A-I-A-H, 28:10. Verse 10, where it says precept upon precept, that means rule upon rule, line by line, just paraphrasing. I don't know quite the words. And we'll learn a little here today and a little later tomorrow. For instance, we read last week or in previous weeks about the woman at the well, and she tells Jesus, how could he give people to drink or you to drink when you don't have anything to dip in the well? And, you know, he was telling her that if he had asked her water, he would have given her living water. And she goes back and tells the village what he had told her, all of the truth. So that's what we're doing by reading this Bible. We're learning little by little, precept upon precept. Now, let's get into today's reading, and that is in John chapter 6. We're going to start at verse 1, and we're going to be talking about feeding the 5,000. Let's start reading at verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. I want you to remember in verse 1, he tells you that the Sea of Galilee is the Sea of Tiberias. Verse 2. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover feast of the Jews was near. Of course, you sheep know that Jesus was a Jew. And I understand those people who say they are Jews over in Jerusalem or Israel now, they do not worship Jesus as we do. We worship Jesus as our Father in heaven. Verse 5. Let me pick it up. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, Whence means where, shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he, Jesus, said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient. That means enough for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. And sheep, let me just let you know, when I was in school, I was taught never to say fishes. Just say fishes. It's already plural. But what are they among so many? That is, the 5 barley loaves and the 2 fish. What are they among so many? Verse 10. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number of about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed. Distributed means to pass out or to share. Distributed. So the disciples He gave thanks. He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples distributed them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes. That is, he gave thanks and distributed the fish as much as they would. Verse 12, excuse me, I'm having to burp. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, that is, Jesus said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments. Fragments means bits or pieces that remain, that nothing is lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments, that's bits and pieces, of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Now, where did the baskets come from? That's just me asking that question. What we're doing is we're learning a precept bit by bit, a little here, a little there. Verse 14. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, that prophets should come into the world. Then Jesus therefore perceived, Jesus realized or seen or understood that they would come and take him by force to make him a king. He departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even, if they're talking about evening here, it's spelled even, E-V-E-N. And when, I'm going to say evening was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew, and they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs. That's maybe 2.5 miles or 3.75 miles long. Then, furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the water. That's a miracle in itself. And drawing near, or drawing nigh, that means near, unto the ship. And they were afraid. But he said unto them, "It is I, be not afraid." Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land, whither, whither means the place they went. Verse 22, the day following, when the people which stood on the shore, on the other side of the sea, saw that there was none other boat there save that one which the disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias. Remember when I told you starting off at verse 1 that the Sea of Galilee is also the Sea of Tiberias, drew near unto the place where they did eat bread. After that, the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, "Rabbi, when camest you hither?" When come you to this place? Hither means come to this place. Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracle, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled." Verse 27, "Labor not for meat which perishes." Perishes means to decay or die. "But for meat that which endures." Endures means last, unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him has God the Father sealed. So, to me that means he sealed. He gave that only to Jesus, who can give you eternal life. The only Son of Man that can give you everlasting life, eternal life. Verse 28. "Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus said unto, Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent." So if we want eternal life, we must accept. To believe, we must accept this as a truth, that God has sent his only son. Verse 30. They said therefore unto him, what sign showeth you then, that we may see and believe you? What doeth your work? Verse 31. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus then said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Amen for that. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 34. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Amen to that. You go, Jesus. But I say unto you that you also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but to do the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me. Listen up, that of all which he hath given me, I shall lose nothing, but should raise up again in the last day. So I'm thinking that's the rapture I've heard so much about, but I have not read about the rapture yet. I'm still reading the Bible, and I'm in my seventh year of doing this on Blog Talk Radio. Verse 40. Excuse me, I'm having to burp again. Verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone... Let me start at verse 40 again. This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeketh the Son believeth on him. And you know, that is to accept. Believe means to accept. It's true. Believe on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And that's why I'm trying to be obedient. If our forefathers had not been disobedient, then we would not be enslaved today in the United States. It's a different form of slavery. And let me just say, we are under the delusion of inclusion. I got that from a man speaking on a program. Man, I forget the name, but they have a church on West 8 Mile Road. And these young men, what are they calling? Israel, I forget their name right now. I can't remember it. But I have gone to their church when my car was running. It's not running now. So I'm having to walk or borrow cars. Well, and my family allowed me to use their vehicle to go to the grocery store and to the bank, stuff like that. Verse 41, the Jews then murmured means to whisper or to talk low at them, because he said, I am the bread which come down from heaven. And they say, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? Who is it then that he says, I am? Let me go back and read that again. How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Well, hallelujah for that. Verse 45. It is written in the prophets, and they say, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save except he which is of God. So if you are of God, you have seen him, and I have too, and he is an Ancient of Days. That is, I've seen him in a dream, and I believe that to be him, and he is a black man, but he's strong looking, and he is kind, very kind. I wanted to go back with him when I had that dream, but he told me, no, no, no. Well, he raised his hand like, no, 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 not now. Let me keep going. Oh, you may think I'm lying, but I'm not. I'm telling the truth. God has seen, which is seen God. He has seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and they are dead, This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, that is, learn his words, he shall give life forever, and obey what he says, he will give life forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And Jesus did die on the cross for us to have life. Many people don't believe that, but I do. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat of this flesh of the Son of Man, that is what he has told you, not what Paul or anyone else says, but what God says, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Let me read that again. I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. So if you don't follow what Jesus say, you don't have any life in you. Verse 54, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. Verse 55, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. That is, this is bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and did eat. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. So believe in Jesus' words. Verse 59, these things said he in the congregation he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? Offend means to upset or hurt you or distress you. Verse 62, what shall, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up means to go up where he was before. It is the spirit that quickeneth. Quickeneth means gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So remember what I said. Follow what Jesus say, not what Paul other says. But he did say some phenomenal things, but we are followers of what Jesus said. Verse 64, but there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore I say unto you that no man can come unto me except it was given unto him of my Father. Verse 66. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? One of you is a devil. Speak. He spake of Jesus, of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. I thank you, Father, for allowing me to read all of John chapter 6 in its entirety. Now, sheep, let us have a word of prayer. I did not have a chance to go back to what I had said I would go back to about Hosea, where it is and what's written in the book of Daniel that I want to share with you. Our Father in heaven, we your lost sheep whom you have found, we thank you and we rejoice that you have put us back into your fold, and we thank you for your love and loving us. We appreciate you and thank you for your constant protection from the evil one and his followers. We say this prayer in your surest name, also known as Jesus. Remember, sheep, to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you. next Sabbath. Amen. Hallelujah. Or buy my book on Amazon. Sandra Harris, S-O-N-D-R-A. Harris.
Father,
the unseen, the passing.
Help your children.
And the broken man. Father, help.
Don't let them fall. By the side
I still love you.
Of the road.
And I love doing
this
program.
Thank you. Jesus, to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus down, and I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause his love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation.